What is uncompromising principle? Uncompromising principle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Uncompromising principle. Why is it that we learn certain things in a certain way? Why is it that we have these things taught to us in a certain way? Why must we, to get the fullest benefit out of our principle and out of our phrases, say the phrases the way we've been trained to say them? Now, once we've learned how to say them, we can grow on them, we can ad lib on them, we can do all sorts of things. But whenever you're asked to say something as response to a phrase you've been taught in the University of Healing, you should say the phrase totally just the way it is. Now, we're talking about principle. And as we were talking about principle, we were talking about how dogs are standing up for being themselves. And if you see a dog as a master, then the dog is a master. If you see a dog as divine, the dog is divine. If you see the dog as human, then the dog is human. But when a dog looks at you and he sees a master, the dog sees a master. Now, why does he see a master? Now, this is the phrase that we have learned and we have been taught to ourselves, and it's very important to say it fully. Why does a dog see you as a master? Because the dog is a master. And because, and this is the answer to the principle, a master can only see another master, but it's an other master. The dog itself is a master, and he sees his master as a master. And when the dog sees his master as a master, then being a master is exactly what the man is, the woman is, the master is, and what the dog is. When you learn 2 times 2 is 4 in your mathematical game, this is the this is done very specifically because this is the way that mathematics are learned, or at least we become aware of them. We say 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and then all of a sudden it dawns on us. Yes, that's right. 2 times 2 is 4. That's right. That is what it's all about. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Wow. Oh, my goodness sakes. And 2 times 2 is not 6. 2 times 2 is not 8. 2 times 2 is 4. Okay. A master sees another master. Unless you are a master in your consciousness, you cannot see a master anywhere else in your world. A master does not exist in your world unless you are a master. If you look at the world and you do not see any masters, you can be sure that you're not acting, living, being the master that you are. If you are truly acting, living, and being the master that you are, you will see masters all about you. You will see the world filled with beautiful beings, beautiful masters, beautiful citizens who just dearly love being totally in charge of their world, totally in charge of their life, totally in charge of everything that's good and beautiful. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice we all make, whether we follow the principle, whether we live by the principle, or whether we're going to just live by some random computation, some random additive or something like that. But it's not going to be fulfilling to us. It will not bring results. What brings results when we learn the principle and properly apply it? If you take anything, and the principle of that is that it is fire and water, and the fire is sprayed with the water, the fire goes out. Now, if the fire causes the water to become steam or something else, or causes the water to become vapor and evaporate, eventually the water turns into oxygen and the fire is enamored even more by the additional oxygen. We live in a world where we have to be so careful of how we use what we know to be principle. And what we know to be principle are the things that we have learned, the things that are true for us, the things that are our reality. What is your reality? Is your reality that you are a master who sees another master? You are a human being who sees another human being? You are a divine being who sees another divine being? Are you a loving person who sees another loving person? Are you unconditionally loving and you see all the rest of the world unconditionally loving? Are you a desirable friend and you see other people filling your world who are all desirable friends? Using the phrase completely and perfectly every time, knowing the full meaning of it and knowing why it's important to do that. Once you understand that, know that, and apply that in your life, everything in your world makes sense. Everything in your world falls in order. But if you don't apply it and you don't recognize it or know its meaning, then you're just saying nothing at all. A master sees a master. But why? Because a master sees another master. You do not see another master unless you are a master. A master sees another human. Well, so you're going to see a master human being, huh? So you're going to see a person who's a very competent human being, or you're going to see another person who is a very competent divine being, or see, some of these things are good, but it's another. You see not a duplicate of yourself, but you see the symbol of what you are speaking about yourself being represented in what you're looking at, what you're calling forth, what you're demonstrating, what you're illustrating, and what you're being. Life is so filled with wonderful adventures of beingness, of livingness, of happiness, of joy. All that is good and beautiful. Life is so filled with this. And because it's so filled with this, it's up to us to at all times keep our consciousness open to it, keep our awareness open to it, so that we are always enjoying it to the fullest. A master sees another master. Uncompromisingly, we have to speak the principle. We have to speak the principle totally, understandingly, because why don't I ever see another master? Why don't I ever see another master? Why don't I ever see another master? Because you don't believe that you're a master. And so, it's not a matter of your belief, but you do not call forth the master that you are. And in calling forth the master you are, you demonstrate that in every moment of your life. So you say, I am a master. I am a master. I am a master. I am a master. And I see in everyone else another master, just as I am, just as wonderful as I am, just as competent, capable, and fulfilled as I am. Life is filled with great joy, great wonder, great imagination, great peace, great fulfillment. If we will be responsible on how we use the principle to speak our word of truth about ourselves, our world, and all that matters to us. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.